So now we'll turn to proponents of LD 336. Is anyone in the room here to testify in favor? Yes, please come to the podium and share your paper with our clerk. And if you'd sign in, that's a big help to us as well. There's a paper right on the podium. Welcome, Mr. Jeffrey. Please proceed when you're ready.
Chairwoman Senator Tepler. Chairwoman Representative Hepler. Sorry.
That's the Hepler-Tepler conundrum.
And distinguished members of the committee. My name is Beau Jeffrey, age 29, from Windham, Maine. This is my testimony on LD 336, an act change to waiting list system for commercial lobster and crab licenses. I am supportive of LD 336 to make changes to the waiting list system the state currently has in place. I've worked the decks of lobster boats as a term of 14 years. It has been a lifelong dream to captain and own a boat to fish for what a state is known for and built on, which is our lobster. With the current system, I don't see how I will live my dreams. Lobster Zone G currently has 26 people currently on the waiting list, with some waiting as long as 15 years. 15 years is an excessive time frame to have to wait to start a career in the lobster and crab industry. After having completed an apprenticeship consisting of 200 days spent at sea, logging 1,000 hours over the course of 2 years, with many new regulations and laws being implemented in recent years, I fear waitlist times will continue to get longer and inhibit me from getting a license even more. Some issues I personally see is the commissioner will only issue a new license based on number of renewed license applicants and lobster trap tags purchased each year, which creates inaccuracy within the system. Some of these inaccuracies include licenses renewed each year by retired fishermen and people who are not actively fishing, whom are still purchasing their maximum amount of tags. There are active licensed fishermen purchasing their zone's maximum amount of trap tags each year that are not fishing the maximum amount of traps that their zone allows. This creates inaccurate numbers of active licenses, inaccurate number of trap tags in the state's water. My suggestions for changes to the waiting list system: set a reasonable time limit on how long a person waits on the list. Implement a limit on how long people who don't fish, who have retired, can keep their license and tags without proof of any landings. Give those on the wait list a reduced amount of tags while on the waiting list so we can keep everything we learned during our apprenticeships, allowing us to work part-time until we receive our commercial license and stay up to date on new laws and regulations. Do away with the wait list system entirely. Go to a one-out, one-in system with those who give up their licenses. Put those who have suspended lobster licenses on the back of the list and issue the next recipient on the list that opening. These changes to the current system could greatly benefit not only those on the waiting list seeking to start their careers in the industry, it would also benefit all aspects of the industry, from lobster buyers, bait dealers, and marine supply shops. It could also boost the economy and create jobs and tax revenue for the state. I hope you kindly consider my testimony on these issues and work together and make some positive changes to the commercial lobster and crab waiting list system. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jeffrey. Questions from the committee for Mr. Jeffrey? Yes, Representative Thorne.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You raised an interesting point, and I wanted to thank you for being here, Mr. Jeffrey.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And I wish you the best of luck with your endeavor to be a lobsterman.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that.
A suspended lobster license. That would indicate to me that you know that some of these people on this list have had a suspended lobster license and are back on. Is that how that works?
Yeah. I mean, let's just, for example, you know, if someone breaks the law and they get their license suspended for 3, 5, 10 years, they, you know, after that time frame, they get to go back out fishing.
Okay. And then my next question is, You said Zone G.
Yes.
And I don't see you on that list.
I am not.
Okay. And what's keeping you from being on that list?
I have 50 more days to log before I will be eligible.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any, yes, Rep. Riley.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jeffrey, for coming here today and providing this testimony. I appreciate it a lot. These are a lot of really interesting suggestions. On your second suggestion, second bullet point, on implementing a limit on how long people who don't fish or have retired and can keep their that bullet point, what would you say would be the time limit for someone who isn't fishing?
Well, so, you know, certainly like Zone G, for example, certainly not 15 years. You know, 15 years, I'll be, you know, well in my mid-40s. So
are there people who have licenses who haven't gone out in 15 years?
I'm sure there is, you know, like, you know, just like the commissioner was saying, someone in a nursing home, you know, that's been buying their licenses, you know, until they die and they don't even fish. But, you know, they obviously have the license, but they renew it every year.
Any further questions from the committee for Mr. Jeffrey? I have a quick question for you, Mr.
Yes,
Jeffrey.
Yes, absolutely.
Why didn't you partake in the student system?
Why did I
not take part in the student system?
Well, I did, but I didn't. I was too old, you know, with the 2 year duration. So, I mean, you have to start at 16 in order to get your license by the time you turn 18. Unless you're enrolled in college or, you know, like the commissioner was saying earlier, you know, you have that allotment till you turn 23.
Okay. So what do you think about the idea of extending the length of time that you can, or age, I should say, that you can get a student license?
Well, you know, if I wanted to go to college tomorrow, I could. So would I be a student then, or would that 23 years of age mark, you know, if I go, you know, I can become a student tomorrow. So, you know.
Okay.
If I become a student again, would I be able to, you know, get a student license?
The way it is now,
it's not feasible.
Okay, not possible.
Right.
All right. Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely.
Any further questions from the committee? No, we appreciate your being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, before I move on to any other proponents of the bill who might be in the room, I'd like Representative Eaton, who just joined us, to introduce herself.
Thank you very much. My name is Representative Holly Eaton. I proudly serve District 15, and I live in Deer Isle. And my apologies, I'm on two committees that are both meeting at the same time today, so I'll be going back and forth and trying to be in the room as much as possible.
And Rep. Strout, did you introduce yourself at the beginning? I'm sorry. Yes, I apologize. Okay. Okay. That's okay. I know that Senator Rennie came in later, but excuse me. I'm sorry. That went out over the airwaves. okay. So is there anyone else in the room who would like to testify in favor of this bill? Is there anyone online who would like to testify in favor of this bill? I know I have three people online. One wishes to testify in opposition. The other two, I'm not even certain what bill they're present for. Do we have any indication that someone would like to speak in favor of the bill? No. Okay. Well, at this point, then, I will turn to opponents of the bill. So please come to the podium as an opponent of the bill.